Welcome to the Why Did I Get Cancer podcast. I'm Deborah Herlax-Enos, a small-town girl turned TV nutritionist and healthy living expert. I design health programs for the average guy or gal, including those average guys named Metallica. On September 1st, 2020, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I asked every oncologist the same question, why did I get cancer? But none of my doctors had good answers for me. I wanted answers, and that's why I started this podcast. I want to help you to lower your cancer risk and provide self-care tips for those in the battle. I'm getting answers, and I want to share them with you. I just had the most interesting podcast with Ron and Lisa from the Healthy Home Dream Team. Lisa got really sick when she moved into a new home many, many years ago. And when she finally nailed down what her symptoms were from, it was from all the off-gassing from that new home smell that we all smell, including also that new car smell. When we smell the new smells, those are not doing good things for our body. So Lisa and Ron started this company, and they teach people basically how to detox their home, detox their lives without spending a lot of money. Because trust me, you know, you can spend a lot of time and a lot of money doing this. I think one of my key takeaways is when Lisa said, what did your great-grandmother do? Do that. So your great-grandmother didn't use plastic in her kitchen. She didn't microwave in plastic, and she didn't use Teflon pans. So there are some simple workarounds for that. Cast iron skillet, stainless steel, using glass Pyrex containers instead of the plastic ones. So I really encourage you to listen to the podcast. I walked away with so much great information, and I feel like I'm actually already pretty savvy when it comes to living a low-tox or no-tox life, and I learned so much more today. So give the podcast a listen. Hi, guys. So this is going to be an amazing podcast with Ron and Lisa from the Healthy Home Dream Team. And it has been quite a journey for us to even just get on the phone today or get on audio and get on all of this from Riverside to Zoom, you name it. So hi, you guys. You are the dream team. I've been wanting to talk to you for so long. Welcome to Why Did I Get Cancer?
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. And I think after my cancer journey in 2020, I was just on the hunt of, could I have possibly gotten cancer? I'm a certified nutritionist, for goodness sake. I've made all the right decisions in my life to not get cancer, meaning eating well and exercising, all those things. I didn't wear deodorant for the last 20 years because I knew that there was all kinds of junk in deodorant.
You were dedicated, Deborah.
I was so dedicated.
Hey, I'm with you,
Deborah. I was dedicated and stinky.
I'm with you. Yeah, stinky, but dedicated.
Stinky, but dedicated. But I've somehow found you guys because I've just been looking to, how do I detox my home? How do I detox things that maybe I didn't know about? And I found you, Healthy Home Dream Team. So tell me, how did you guys even get started? This is it's an odd business to start 10 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. When we started, right. It was odd. I don't think it's so odd now, but
it's definitely not odd now.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't a corporate interior designer. And I moved into a newly remodeled home and was engaged to Ron. And as soon as I moved in this house, and a lot like your story, Deborah, when I read your story online, I was like, wow, that's so interesting because we're supposed to be the people that don't get sick, right?
Right.
Actually, at that point, my business wasn't healthy home, but I was living a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I was going to yoga like you. I was a vegetarian. I thought I was doing everything right. And I got very, very sick from chemicals that were off-gassing in this new, newly remodeled house, which is very typical of every new house and every remodeled house.
That's right.
This isn't a one-off. So if you're listening, this is you. If you
wake up call. Yeah.
Wake up call. When we think of new home smell, that's actually chemicals that are off-gassing into the air that we breathe. And
Thank you for saying that.
Right. Cars too. New car smell. New smell is typically chemicals that are off-gassing. And what that means is they're getting airborne at room temperature. They vaporize and we inhale those chemicals. So we're actually taking in these very toxic chemicals that can include everything from formaldehyde and benzene to toluene. So when we think of that new home smell, we often associate it with great and beautiful and joyful, but it's really a toxic soup that you're walking into. Mm-hmm. And that can be from new paint, new carpeting, new kitchen cabinetries, new vinyl windows, new floorboard, insulation. I mean, the list goes on. Furniture, everything, you know, off-gases these chemicals. Mm-hmm. And so in my case, my health spiraled like very quickly after moving into the house. I was having chronic fatigue and edema and stopped menstruating and was just getting sick, lowered immunity all the time, and decided to handle this naturally because, like I said, I was pretty healthy, I thought, at that point. Mm-hmm. So I was going to MDs, NDs, acupuncturists, endocrinologists, you name it. I did everything and nobody could figure out what was wrong. And I stumbled across an article called about biobiology, which is building biology, the study of how buildings affect our health and the environment. And I was started connecting all these dots that, wait a minute, these are the symptoms I'm having. And that's, you know, linked to the chemicals from paint, or that's linked to the chemicals from carpeting or whatever. And I was fascinated and just dove deep in. I decided to become a biobiologist myself.
Wow.
And, and through the process, cleaned up my environment. And by the time I was done cleaning up my environment, it was over a year, my health did a 180. And I was not only back to where I was better. I was healthier. Mm-hmm. But it took a lifestyle overhaul. And then I eventually became a biologist, and we launched our first business, greennest.com, selling products. And then Ron also joined me on this path and became a biologist too. And we said, hey, people across the world are suffering from ailments that they don't know what the root cause is. Mm-hmm. We need to be a source of information for this and education and offer solutions. We started that's how, what kind of brought us on to this journey mm-hmm. of helping other people and bringing okay. education and awareness to an issue that is not talked about.
It's not talked about. And yeah. I wonder if this is the root cause of so many illnesses today. And if we think about inflammation being the thing that takes us all out, inflammation is cancer, it's diabetes, it's heart disease. Can that new house smell or can that new car smell be linked to inflammation?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, probably. I mean, I haven't connected the inflammation dots, but you know, we're talking about a body burden. So as humans, we take in toxins every day through our air, our water, our personal care, our food, our, you name it. Mm-hmm. And our bodies work, they do a great job to filter out these toxins through our liver and all of this. However, when we bring in more toxins than our body's able to filter out, we get what's called a body burden, too many toxins. Mm-hmm. And that can start as simple as an allergy. And then if ignored and prolonged, it can lead to, as we know, bigger diseases, respiratory issues, you know, and eventually cancer. So, mm-hmm. yeah, these toxins are wreaking havoc many times silently. A lot of times even with people where they have no symptoms, right? Because we hear of the person who all of a sudden got diagnosed with cancer
right.
and they had no symptoms. So sometimes it's actually a good thing when, well, it's always a good thing when your body's telling you something's wrong. Mm-hmm. So it's your job to listen to that, right?
That is so true. Yeah.
Yeah. And we get used to, not we, but a lot of people listening probably, mm-hmm. popping a pill, looking for the quick fix. People want to get rid of the symptom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really not the goal. The goal is to find out what caused that and eliminate the root cause, eliminate that source. Because
right.
if you're just masking it, it's going to come back, you know, in a different way, more aggressively, as we know cancer does, right? Cancer mm-hmm. comes back in a stronger stage when it returns. So
yeah, that's really true. Yeah. Interesting. So it's called body burden. And it sounds like you were able to heal. So would you say that this is something that people can really come back from?
Yeah, I do believe that. I mean, our bodies are miraculous, as you mm-hmm. know, and they want to heal us. It's their mm-hmm. job, you know, and but we have to help it when it gets to the level that we live in today, the pollution yeah. in the world, the amount of chemicals in our food and in our products. And, you know, we talk, I think, how you found us or one of our studies that we reference, you know, that we'll probably get to later, you know, these 921 chemicals linked to breast cancer alone.
Right.
So if you're living a life and you're not taking proactive approaches, it's not a good outcome, because now the stat is 1 in every 2 women, 1 in every 3 men will get cancer in his or her lifetime.
That's right.
And that's super scary.
It is super scary.
Super scary. So if you're going through life and you're not making proactive choices to be healthier, you know, how is your body going to avoid that?
Right.
You're on a crash course unless you're taking charge.
Yeah. And the numbers of cancer these days, it's just shocking. And it just doesn't seem like anybody's sounding the alarm. There's maybe a dozen people who are sounding the alarm, but let's sound the alarm today and talk about this. You have a wonderful newsletter, and I'm going to link that in the show notes. But you'd mentioned it a couple of weeks ago that a new study just revealed that 921 chemicals found in the products we're exposed to every day is basically leads to an increased risk of breast cancer. And you also say that legal doesn't mean safe. Can you unpack that study and that comment you made about legal doesn't mean safe?
Yeah. I'll start with this study. So it was published in the Environmental Health Perspectives, and it was with the Silent Spring Institute. If you're familiar with them, they do incredible work. And in conjunction with UC Berkeley. And they looked at not only chemicals that cause tumors, but chemicals that create biological changes, which is really important because when we look at everyone knows carcinogens cause cancer, but it's also how the chemicals react in our body that can lead to cancer. And this is like a new big area because we're not now just looking at carcinogens as being the problem. It goes deeper than that. And so previously they had come up with 279 chemicals that they linked to breast cancer. And when I say chemicals, I'm talking about chemicals in consumer use. Chemicals that can be in our water, our cosmetics, our food, our cleaning supplies, and you name it. Chemicals that we're exposed to all the time.
Okay.
Well, now they upped that number in the study to 921 chemicals. And think about it, guys. That's just breast cancer.
That's just breast cancer.
And we've got all these walks, and we have all this awareness and race for the cure and all of this. But from what I see, from my perspective, the cure is in the prevention in 90 to 95% of the cases, because we know like the genetics is only 5 to 10%.
Right. Genetics plays such a small role in cancer. Yeah. But I feel like I'll call it cancer marketing.
Yeah.
Seems to be, you know, genetics
pink
playing
washing,
a much bigger
right
pink
yeah,
washing. Pink washing pink washing right yeah. right Ron it's pink washing. And so yes, we do walk for the cure, and we do, you know, raising money, but could it be as simple as, okay, you're at home 70% of your week, are you burning candles with, you know, really stinky fragrances, are you putting, you know, lots of perfumes on your skin that, you know, have endocrine system disruptors in it? I mean, let's start at home and then work our way out. Right. Do you have a good filter?
It takes a lot of learning and then unlearning, right? Because we were brought up and a lot of us were brought up in a simpler time where there wasn't so many chemicals, and our grandparents, like, pre-industrial revolution, had no, you know, none of that. So it's getting progressively worse. So like the younger you are, the harder it is, because you're exposed to chemicals and and now we've got electronics and electromagnetic radiation, you know, exacerbating all this.
Right.
So like, you know, we learned candles are wonderful to have in the house, but now we have to unlearn that synthetic fragrances and phthalates and these chemicals in the candles are really bad for us. So you can still have your candle. You just don't want to be using those horrible endocrine disrupting, hormone disrupting chemicals that you're talking about to get a good smell, when you can easily have essential oils that smell better, in my opinion, and are completely healthy and safe to inhale.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I went to a yoga class yesterday, and they had wonderful essential oils, you know, in this diffuser. And I thought, oh my gosh, I need to get, I can't find my diffuser. I just need to buy another one. And I want my house to smell, you know, yummy again, because I don't burn the synthetic, you know, fragrance candles anymore.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And you know, having done this for over 15 years, the one thing that I will tell people is there's a solution for everything. So, you know, when we go through these tips today, we're not like, oh, you can't have candles, you know, or you can't do this. I mean, there is a healthy solution for everything. So it's not about sacrificing. It's just about, you know, accepting and implementing this healthy lifestyle, because it's an investment in your health. As they say, pay the farmer now or pay the doctor later.
Yeah.
It's the same with your home. If you don't invest in these things now, you're going to be paying way more for it later.
Yeah, that's really true. And that's what I love about your website, is that there are simple solutions to all these things that we're maybe currently doing. You know, there's an easy and simple, and I think one of the things that I like so much about your website is there's an economical way to do things a little bit better and a little bit safer. And we're not saying you have to change everything today, but could you just change a couple things a week? You know, switch from, you know, your regular plastic Tupperware to glass Pyrex. I mean, that was a pretty easy switch for me. Costco's got a nice big box of the glass Pyrex.
Costco's so good.
And, you know, it's under 20, 25 bucks. And that's going to save you a big chunk of chemicals in your body right there. Yeah.
You know what? I think we just bought those Pyrex bowls and the stainless steel.
I did too.
Beautiful stainless steel.
Now they're sold out.
Right. Yes, that's right. Because we're so popular, Ron. There's a run on Costco. My stock just went up.
Well, you know, you can go down the Costco even aisle of pans and you'll find some toxic nonstick cookware, but you'll also find the beautiful stainless steel that are affordable. And that is a big thing that we hear from customers a lot. I want to be healthy, but it's expensive. It's expensive. Well, it's definitely not. But like you said, Deborah, don't do it all at once. I mean, that's going to make you want to rebel, just like a diet. If you try to cut everything out of your diet, you're going to rebel. Do it in baby steps. I mean, it took me over a year to clean up my environment and learn and do that and just be gentle on yourself and try to do just one thing at a time. And before you know it, you'll be living a healthy lifestyle and you'll have a healthy home. Your home, we spend 90% of our time indoors as Americans. Your home should be your sanctuary. It should be a place that you recuperate. But in most cases, it's making people sick.
That is a really good point. And we do spend 90% of our time indoors. So, you know, that indoor air is more polluted than outdoor air in most cases.
Yeah.
And so simple things like, okay, keep your windows open, you know, for 15, 20 minutes a day, or try to get a walk in, you know, even if it's just around the block. Go out and get your mail. And
sunshine is
right. Yeah. Sunshine is so healing. Yes. But I love that, you know, give yourself a year.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself a year.
We have a program. We created an online program called the Healthy Babes Academy, and it is a year, and it's drip fed once a week. You get a tip, whether that's here are non-toxic pesticide alternatives. Here's, you know, a list of ingredients to avoid in your skincare or whatever. We just give you one tip a week so that it isn't so overwhelming. And if you don't have pets and that week doesn't apply to you, you just move on to the next week. So you take from it what works for you.
That's good because it's like you said, it's easy to rebel. And I remember maybe like a year ago and it was winter and I started reading all this information about I shouldn't be burning my candles. And I was like, gosh, darn it. What are you going to take away now?
I know. Listen, we're vegans and I film this on a daily basis because Ron and I mean, literally, we don't eat meat, fish, chicken, eggs, milk and dairy. You know, I mean, you're taking out so much out of your diet. And then we have doctor friends and they're like, oh, we don't do oil. Or what was the other thing? And
they're basically breatharians.
Okay, now you're
breatharians, right? They only inhale.
But and it's true. Even as a vegan, we're constantly hearing about foods that you shouldn't eat, and it's like, okay, yeah, that can be overwhelming. That can make people not want to do it. So I don't agree with that philosophy. Even becoming a vegan, I mean, I went vegetarian at age 17, and I've only been vegan 8 years. That's a very long journey.
It's a very long journey, right?
Yeah, to get to that. Wait, are you saying I'm old?
No, I'm just saying that.
I'm just kidding.
I have a friend who is vegan, and she said, you know, this feels like a part-time job.
Yeah, it kind of is when you start. I'd say when you
start. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And then you get your groove on.
Yeah, it's true. It's a commitment. You know, people commit to a marathon. People commit to things all the time, committing to you. This is about committing to you and your well-being and your long-term health.
I'm a big fan of protein. Yep. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know I'm a big fan of protein. I grew up on a farm and I had access to great healthy sources of protein that we grew ourselves for the most part. So I want to talk to you today about chicken thighs. I'm a huge fan of chicken thighs. I like chicken breasts too, but there's just not a lot of flavor to them. I love chicken thighs because they have a higher fat content than chicken breast. So for me, what that means is if I have protein with a higher fat content, it keeps me fuller longer. If I stay fuller longer, then that also means I'm not snacking. I work from home, so it is really easy for me to go into the kitchen and be snacking for a good chunk of the afternoon. So if I have a chicken thigh at lunch, it's a fantastic way for me to go. It keeps me fuller longer. Here's the other thing I like about chicken thighs is the serving size is just about perfect for somebody my size. For my husband, he might eat 1.5 or maybe even 2. But for me, 1 is enough. It's again, it's a really great size for me. So let me tell you about the ButcherBox deal right now on chicken thighs. It's actually choose your own protein. You can choose chicken thighs, steak tips, or ground beef. But you could get free chicken thighs, 3 pounds of them in your box every month. And you could do that for an entire year or just do it for a couple of months. Use the code ENOS, all lowercase, E-N-O-S. The link is in the show notes to go to the ButcherBox website and figure out what you're going to put in your first box. Anyway, I hope you enjoy these chicken thighs as much as I do. It's probably one of my favorite go-to proteins. You can put them in a crock pot, cast iron skillet, or even put them on the barbecue. Oh, and I just got a Blackstone, so that's what I'm going to try out this weekend. I'll keep you posted. Enjoy. So I want to go back to a comment on your website about legal doesn't mean safe. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that was in reference to the chemicals, the 921 chemicals that we are in touch with on a daily basis, probably, and the link to breast cancer. So legal doesn't mean safe.
No. And that is one of the biggest misconceptions that consumers have. If it's on the store shelf, it must have gone through rigorous testing and approval by the EPA or the FDA, and they wouldn't allow it if it was toxic, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we know now. I mean, things get recalled like every day, right? Things are getting recalled every day, whether it's pharmaceuticals or food or products, because these government agencies rely on the manufacturers to provide safety testing, if any. And for example, right now we have about 40,000 chemicals in use and consumer use, and less than 1% have ever been tested for their health and long-term safety. Less than 1%.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So it's they're the, what is it? The hen watching, or the who watches
the fox
hen?
Watching
fox
the hen house.
Watching the hen house. You know, someone's watching it now. After the
they're
self-policing industries, and I'll give you an example.
Okay.
In the cosmetics industry, which is very unregulated, of the 10,000 chemicals that are used in cosmetic formulations, we've only in the U.S. banned 11.
11. Oh, nice.
And in the European Union, they've banned 1,400. They're a lot stricter on what they allow and don't allow. 1,400 compared to 11. And if you've noticed, I don't know if you're aware of this, but a lot of companies will make a formulation for Europe and then for the U.S. And the U.S. is the more toxic one.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see ketchup, like we have high fructose corn syrup, but oh, their other formulation, they don't allow that, or whatever the ingredient or chemical is.
Well, it's the same with Roundup. There's a different version of Roundup that's used in Europe versus the one in the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the one in Europe is less toxic.
Yeah.
And still works. Yeah.
And still works. Exactly. You don't need this stuff in there. It's cheap. A lot of it is about cost. Mm-hmm. A lot of these preservatives and these chemicals are usually to sell it, like maybe the colors, the artificial colors would be to sell it to make it long lasting or to make it cheaper. Like in the case of synthetic preservatives, they're very inexpensive. So but if we say no as consumers and we say we're not going to support those companies, we're going to support the companies that are doing things right, those companies are going to have no choice but to make healthier versions.
So, Ron and Lisa, here's the question. Are people starting to say no in the U.S.?
Well, I live in my little bubble and people are saying no. You know, I'm sure if I traveled the country and went to like middle America, I don't know. I think there's still so much education to be had, especially in places where they don't have a Whole Foods and they don't have maybe stores. But of course, we have online shopping now where we can get all of this stuff at our fingertips, all healthy versions. There's still a lot of education that needs to happen with understanding how important it is. I mean, I still hear people say, oh, organic food, doesn't matter. Because, you know, they did a big PR campaign on that. Oh organic food doesn't make a difference. Yeah. You know, and those kind of things, people watch news and they believe that. And And so it's unfortunate. And then they wonder why cancer rates are soaring and all of these disease rates are soaring. And it's they'll say like, yeah, we have great methods for treating cancer and for prolonging life. But what we're really talking about is a lifespan, a health span. I mean, a health span, not a lifespan. Mm-hmm. Your quality of life. Does it really matter if you live to be 90 or 100 if you're like debilitated and you can't walk, but you're alive? And we don't want that. We want to have energy and joy and vitality. And we want to get into our older years feeling great. But if you're loading up on all these chemicals and, yeah, they've got medication that can keep you alive, what is that? What is that? Is that a life? Is that the life you want? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I think what's important, too, is that people feel overwhelmed with, oh, these solutions are going to be costing me a lot more money to add this mm-hmm. and add that. But at the end of the day, it's all about just improving your environment. And a lot of times when you're improving your environment, you're just reducing your exposure to chemicals or electromagnetic radiation. So there are certainly steps you can do right now to expand the health of your body and your family and your home that don't cost you anything, right? There's a lot of simple steps that might be your starting point, because especially now with the economy teetering back and forth and people mm-hmm. sensitive to their budgets, you're better off taking a no-cost approach in the beginning and then figuring out the other parts later. Because inch by inch, it's a cinch.
Inch by inch, it's a cinch. I do like that. And so, okay, so Ron, so where's the first place you'd start? Like, do you pick your bedroom, the kitchen, like bathrooms? Like, where do you start?
Well, that's a great point. So Lisa mentioned this briefly, and we're focused on chemicals today, but part of our exposure is to electromagnetic radiation. Mm-hmm. So that can be simply the wire in your house. That can be the Wi-Fi in your house. And Lisa and I have a foundation, as do building biologists in general, is to create a very safe sleep sanctuary for yourself. Because you can't run away from the 21st century and all these chemicals that are out there entirely or these are just EMF, right? Mm-hmm. So what I would recommend, many people, this is just a real simple tip, and maybe you've heard it before too, but reduce your exposure in the bedroom to EMF from, let's say, for example, using your cell phone as an alarm clock in the morning for yourself. Every foot, every inch closer that phone is to you is a detriment to your health. You may not know it. It could be affecting your immune system. It can be disrupting your sleep. And you may be fighting off all those additional chemicals you were inhaling during the day, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do? Very simple. You want distance for some of these electronic devices, mm-hmm. but you put it on airplane mode. This is a no-cost solution. Mm-hmm. And there's other things you should do too. You should make sure that your Wi-Fi is off there and so forth, but you're just protecting yourself from unnecessary additional exposure that your body's
wireless.
Trying to heal from.
The wireless devices, and you can still use your alarm clock when it's in airplane mode on your phone.
Right.
And when you go to bed, I mean, there's so many teens and young kids that they sleep with it right near their head on.
They do.
They don't know to turn it on airplane mode. And you can still have your alarm. Hmm. And that's a real simple one. And just wireless in general, because Ron's right. I mean, when you're adding that on top of the toxic soup, it's just, you know, it's wreaking havoc on our bodies. So just be aware, you know, turn those devices off when you're not using them. A lot of families implement like a charging station that all the devices have to go to at a certain time at night. They mm-hmm. kids don't need their phone during the night.
They
get out. That's a very bad. They don't need them as much during the day either. But like if you could at least get them away at night, you know, and that's a real mindful, easy solution. And like you said, opening windows to get that air circulation in, mm-hmm. Going for walks, getting out in nature and grounding, you know, earthing is a big thing, getting mm-hmm. your feet actually to touch the ground and getting back grounded energy. And you can make your own. There's a lot of things you can make. You can make your own non-toxic cleaning products very inexpensively. Mm. And so, there's so many things you can do.
Okay. Okay. And then I would imagine too, in your kitchen, certain, you know, cooking oils to stay away from, and even cookware.
Cookware
is a big one.
It's in doubt. Go back to basics. So if you're ever in doubt, just go, what would, you know, my grandma have used? Hmm. Well, she used vinegar to clean her whole house, and baking soda. Well, those make some of the best cleaning ingredients. And you can add essential oils to give it some beautiful, yummy scents. Baking soda is very abrasive. It's odor neutralizing, so it's good for a lot of things. Vinegar is perfect for glass and windows. Mm-hmm. And then for cookware, ditch that nonstick. Get rid of it. Old nonstick that has scratches, we know that's PFAS.
Right.
Or fluoral alkyl substances that are showing up in everyone's bodies. They're showing up, and it's a huge problem in our water now. We're getting exposure. You know, it's in everything stain, grease, water resistant. So
yeah.
Even topical coatings on carpets, weatherproof, waterproof material clothing, and of course, cookware being one of our biggest routes of exposure, mm-hmm. and the water, and our right. water. So stainless steel is great. Glass is great. Cast iron is great.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, switching from get rid of your plastics, like get rid of all your plastics, and then start gradually switching over to glass containers. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice your food tastes so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So much better when you're storing it in glass versus plastic.
Right.
Drinking
right.
water from a glass or stainless steel versus mm-hmm. a plastic. You'll notice the difference. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been actively doing that for probably the last 3 or 4 years. And you're right. I remember, you know, you used to say, okay, you can't store a tomato product in, you know, your Tupperware because then it stains it.
Right.
And then I remember thinking one day, well, if the tomato is going into the plastic, what is it bringing out of the plastic into my food?
Yeah, right.
And so I made that switch probably, I don't know, 10 years ago and started ditching my plastic. But yeah. I'm still amazed at going to the supermarket. I was just at, a supermarket the other day. Grabbed a sweet potato, and the sweet potato was wrapped in plastic, and it says, all ready for the microwave on it.
Oh,
I thought, oh my gosh.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, all ready for the microwave. All like, let's ready. Just.
Right. Put the plastic in the microwave?
Yes. And it was already on the sweet potato. You just had to, you know, pierce it with your fork and then put it in the
one
microwave.
One of the worst things you can do. Yeah. Right. One of the worst things is putting plastic in the microwave. It's breaking right. down.
Or just
plastic.
Using the microwave in general, just radiating the moisture both. Of yeah. what's in the food. And that's yeah. what you're digesting after the experience. So it's worth the extra 10 minutes just to cook it. I know it's tough yeah. to do that as we're trying to maximize
but
our
going
time.
Going back
but
to basics. Yeah. yeah. Going back to basics again. Yeah. Ditch that microwave. But ooh, never put plastic in the microwave.
Never put plastic in a microwave.
Never.
No.
Never. No.
And Ron, what were you saying about microwave with the moisture?
Well, collectively, the food that's inside the microwave or what's ever in the microwave, including the plastic, is being radiated mm-hmm. at the end of the day. And so, and that's what's the basically it takes the moisture of the item in there, and that's what's heating up through the radiation, but it's become radiated during that process. Have you heard of something called an RF detector?
Yes. Yes.
Right. It's basically a very simple device that will create a high-pitched noise in the midst of high frequency radiation. Right. Mm-hmm. And you can test it. So if you actually turn on your microwave and turn on this simple instrument, you'll notice that it'll have a steady pulse when it's away from the microwave. But as soon as you come within 6 feet of the microwave, it emits a high pitched noise. And,
it's
and
detecting
you can.
The,
you, yeah. It's so it's giving you that
wireless radiation.
Wireless radiation. It's giving that awareness of how what's going on in your environment. Same yeah. thing goes for those old fashioned cordless phones or when your mm-hmm. cell phone's on, you can get a glimpse as to what's happening to you, which otherwise might be invisible or inaudible.
Wow. And it's called an RF meter?
RF detector.
RF detector.
There's analyzers and more.
It detects radio frequency, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It's a simple device that exhausts a sound. If you want to analyze and get very detailed with it, there's an RF analyzer.
Okay.
Gives you specific metrics and measurements, but this is just, it's a great experiment to do. If you walk around your home, like, what are the hot spots in my home? And just,
that's a great idea.
And then you tend to find out where your neighbor's Wi-Fi is.
It's not going to pick up every type of.
Yeah, not everything, like, but it gives you a very general sense of what's going on. I mean, it's not a detailed investigation of the home, but mm-hmm. certainly provides an impact when you're walking around your home, like, wow, I need to be careful of this area. I'm not going to sleep here, for example.
Interesting. Well, that would be really interesting if you were living in, say, a condo complex or,
right.
you know, you just put your kid in a dorm in college, you know, to just take an RF detector around and say, okay, I do not want you, I do not want your head in this location at your bed. Let's move that gets, a little bit.
And that topic gets very deep. Obviously, Ron's just scratching the surface with a very basic tool. But when you do like a building biology assessment, you would get into electric fields and magnetic fields and wireless radiation and external sources as well as internal sources, antennas, maybe that might be outside. Mm-hmm. These fields given off in your home by false wiring or improper wiring could be giving off strong magnetic fields. Refrigerators, a lot of, you know, electronics or appliances in your house can be giving off strong fields. So there's a lot to this on where you would want to place your bed and things like that.
Right. There's a lot to this. So, for example, like in hotel rooms, many hotel rooms out there in the nation, there's still electric alarm clocks that are sitting there at the nightstand. And the majority of these devices, believe it or not, are not necessarily hooked up properly. So they're giving off either a low or high magnetic field that is next to your head every night.
Yeah.
And
people who have a lot of trouble.
Magnetic
sleeping.
Fields are definitely proven to cause illness after long-term exposure, but at the very least could be disrupting your sleep. So for those who are having a hard time sleeping, this might be an opportunity to move your electric alarm clock away if you still have one.
No, get a battery operated.
Get a battery one instead to replace it, right?
Get a battery operated. Yeah. Huh.
That's so interesting. This is I would say very leveling up. So I travel a fair amount, and this was maybe a year ago. I was in a hotel, and the clock on the nightstand was so bright. So I moved it, and then I put a towel over it because I know that kind of blue light at night is going to wreck my sleep. But I hadn't really considered that it could be throwing off a ton of EMFs.
Right.
Yeah, well, electric fields and magnetic fields when we're talking about electronics that aren't wireless. Like in that case, those would be giving off electric fields or magnetic fields.
Electric fields. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, we pretty much when we get into a hotel room, Ron and I unplug everything around the bed. I know the maid loves us when we leave. She's like, I got to reset the clock. But we do. We unplug everything and we bring our own organic pillows when we travel because the hotel pillows are very, very, very. Very bad. Yeah. Huh.
Well, that's an interesting thought because, you know, you're in bed for what, 30% of your 24-hour period, if you're lucky, maybe longer. And so you're inhaling all of the whatever chemicals that are coming off on the pillow, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, no, with the pillow, it can be chemicals, but it's more the biological contaminants they found. They've done testing of pillows and found, high levels of fungi. I think it was like 45 different types of fungi in an average pillow. Mm-hmm. So then you think like you have your own pillow, which is just you sleeping on it. But when you go to a hotel, you've shared that with how many people? I mean, they're not replacing the pillow every time you get there, just the pillowcase. Well, dust mites and fungi and all of that can penetrate through a pillowcase. And so there's just a lot of people get sick when they travel and they always go, I must get sick on the plane.
True.
They always blame it on the plane. I'm like,
always
on
the plane.
Always on the plane. And rooms can look clean. You know, the maid just came in. It looks clean.
And it smells clean because of all the chlorine.
Yeah, the chlorine. Exactly. Or sometimes sometimes if they use the synthetic air freshener, you know, that drives me nuts in the hotel room.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, just open the window and air it out or call and ask if they have rooms that don't use. A lot of hotels are now catering to not using toxic cleaners. But the pillow, you know, it's a secret source of, you know, beds are loaded with dust mites, whether we want to believe it or not, they are. Everybody's bed is. But when it gets really out of control, that's when you start to have like, especially if you have dust mite allergies, you're going to constantly be waking up with allergic, you know, responses from that. If you have a dust mite allergy and you're sleeping in a stew of dust mites. The pillow, I mean, that might seem extreme to people. Our pillow that we bring is like a baby pillow. So it's a little travel size pillow.
Okay. That's
so
great.
We don't sleep on the hotel pillows more from a not getting sick issue because, you know, people do drool and they do.
Fascinating.
You know? Some people sleep with their pets. Now they allow pets in these hotels and pets are sleeping on the beds now too. So there's a
that
lot of
really gets my sinuses going, unfortunately. So,
if you have allergies, if you have a dog or cat allergy and you've just stayed in a hotel that allows pets and you've been and they someone let their dog on the bed and now you're sleeping there, of course you're going to, you know,
right.
So that's getting into like more EBGB stuff. That's more like biological. That's not really, that's more annoying. That's not really the issues that we're talking about with the chemicals.
Right. And cancer and things like that. But but if you're not sleeping, you know,
you're
sleeping. Then you know, it's going to impact your immune system. And one thing I do now is whenever I travel, I call the hotel first. I say, do you have windows that open in the room?
Yeah.
And
if
you don't, then I actually don't stay there.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I think that's true because, yeah, I've been saved by having windows that open. Like I said, when the chemical smell was too strong or they put air freshener or whatever.
Right. Yeah. It really makes a big difference. Yeah. So I'd love to just, you know, maybe we could finish with this question. we're approaching, you know, spring break and there's going to be lots of families traveling. What are three things that you take with you whenever you travel?
Oh, well, we just said we
the
just
pillow.
Said
Pillow's the pillow. Number one. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Baby pillow, a baby organic pillow, which fits in your suitcase pretty good.
Okay.
I would say a non-toxic hand sanitizer, which is amazing. There's so many great ones out there now that are non-toxic that use essential oils, not synthetic fragrance. So like that just to have when you're on the plane, when you're, you know, you're touching a lot of things when you're traveling.
Right. Right.
And then I guess depending where you're going, I would always bring my non-toxic sunscreen, my organic sunscreen. Mm-hmm. If it's a sunny place. What else, Ron, do you think?
Well, it's kind of like we're alluding to before. So we know some of the hazards that we're trying to avoid, right? These are products we don't have to bring, but when we go into the hotel room, we have a strategy, right? And it's crazy now. Like if you go to a Vegas hotel, for example, like the whole back bedboard of the bed is just like loaded with lights and it's plugged in way back there. Yeah. And believe me, it's tough to unplug them, but we do.
Yeah.
And we sleep well too.
We sleep well.
And then I have used my phone as an alarm clock, but putting that in airplane mode and putting it across the room, that's very effective.
I have one more. Bring your own personal care. So a lot of hotels now are, you know, they'll provide lotion and shampoo and body wash and all that good stuff. And mouthwash. And so obviously I bring my own, all of that. I don't use their, it's pretty rare you'd find a good, healthy body wash. And, you know, we didn't get into that, but the endocrine disrupting chemicals are very, very prevalent in our personal care. That's where we get the most exposure because our skin's our largest organ.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going into our bloodstream, whatever goes on our skin. So whether it be lotion or your body wash or your shaving cream or any of that, hairspray, hair, makeup, all of it. So, you know, don't use those just because they're convenient. Just get yourself some little travel sizes to take with you.
Great idea.
And to your listeners, even beyond travel, this might be, it's like overwhelming. Like it sounds like there's a million things we talked about, but at ronalisa.com, which is our website, we have those steps, you know, that we talked about and a lot more that don't cost anything for you to avoid and create a strong strategy in your home and during travel. But also too, for those that are looking for specific products, like, okay, so I do want to look at certain types of healthy cookware or air purifiers or water purification systems. I have no idea what to pick. Well, great news. You can come to our site and you can actually find those resources. And we've done all the heavy lifting for you. We've done the hard work to identify from being in the retail business of working with thousands of different healthy home products, from being on the Home Shopping Network, being their healthy home experts, seeing some of the best products in the industry. We just laid it out for you and go, here you go. These are the ones you can choose for A, B, or C. When you're ready for D, come on back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. And then I'll just plug your, I think I might've already mentioned it, but your weekly newsletter is just full of great tips and it's very eye-opening. And I will end with that as kind of a tease to all of our listeners today. It's like, what is so eye-opening about it? But I think one of the big ones, my big takeaway was 921 chemicals in our environment linked to breast cancer.
Yeah. As what year did you go through your breast cancer?
2020. So September of 2020.
Oh, so it's still fairly. Okay. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you that because, as you know, we lost our sister-in-law
4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, was it 4 years ago? Okay.
And so we absolutely did see, I mean, prior to that, all I saw was pink ribbons and, you know, around breast cancer. But when you see somebody go through it, you realize like how excruciating it is. Cause she was diagnosed at stage 2 and then 4 years later diagnosed at stage 4.
Ugh.
And then, so it was a 5-year journey and it was very, I think, I don't want to say breast cancer is sugar coated, but like Ron said, the pink washing I don't think it's really talked about how excruciating it is. The chemo, the guesswork around it, the hair loss, the all of the side effects that can come from the radiation and the chemo and the treatments and the loneliness and the, you know, all of the emotions that go with that. There's just, it's a big issue. And now what is it? 1 in 8 women.
In 1 in 8. Yeah.
Will get breast cancer. So it's a big, and it, did you know it just surpassed lung cancer as the number one cancer for women? Yeah. So, and people always say, check your breasts. I'm like, no, no, that's going to tell you if you have cancer. We want you to not get cancer.
Get it. Exactly right. Because it is devastating. And, you know, I didn't have to do chemo, but I did lose my breast and I will never get that back. So my body is forever changed. And, you know, if you're not careful with your thoughts, you can really feel different as a woman.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah. Our thoughts are so powerful. Well,
our thoughts are so powerful.
Congratulations on surviving that. And it sounds like you really kept all of that to as minimal as you could with, you know, what you had to do.
Yes.
To stay healthy, but
yes,
lessen your, you know, the trauma that you had to put your body through.
Right, right. So yeah. my heart really goes out to anybody newly diagnosed. And I remember one of my closest friends, Kathy, when I texted her, she's like, well, your life is about to change, because she'd already been through it. And I thought, I don't want my life to change.
Right.
Really love my life. But
yeah, right.
We are all on a journey.
We are on a journey.
Well, you are a health warrior, Deborah.
I know.
It's very strong. It's amazing what you're doing for not only yourself, but for everyone.
Yeah,
very brave, very strong. And you're a true testament of what people, you know, could do if they're challenged with things. So hats off to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I wanted a podcast to listen to that would have helped me, and I couldn't find one. So now I have one.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Yeah. Let your pain be your path.
Exactly right.
Yeah, it's really it's another topic that I don't think gets enough attention. Breast cancer prevention. I think it's
prevention.
Really...
Yes. And now, I mean, with this podcast, I have learned so many preventative things I wish I would have started 30 years ago. But you know what? I know them now. So I'm doing them now. And it's my greatest joy in my life to let other people know that they can do things right now to prevent cancer.
Yes, they can. Everybody can do one thing after this.
They sure can. Mm-hmm. Well, Ron and Lisa, you have been such a blessing to me and to my listeners. And I just want to thank you for being on Why Did I Get Cancer?
Thank you so much. This was great. So glad to connect with you.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. I'm a big fan of you too.
Oh, thank you. Well, keep up the great work yourself.
I will. All right.
And we'll be sure to let our listeners know about this episode too.
Okay, sounds good. Hey everyone, a lot of you have been asking me about the products I use on my face. I've never been one to get a lot of compliments on my skin, but I tell you, since I switched over to this product, it's been about 10 years now, I get so many compliments on my skin and I want to keep that going. So Body Deli is what I use. It's a small company out of Palm Springs, California. They grow a lot of their own produce that they then end up turning into products for your face. Non-toxic. I mean, honestly, my skin just eats it up. So there's a couple of products that I absolutely love. I've tagged them in the show notes. One is the Phoenix Skin and Neck Oil. I mean, I'm at that age. I need to focus on these things. And I tell you, if I don't use this every night, my skin gets so dry. And then the vitamin C serum, I tell you, whenever I put it on my skin, I feel like it's just like taking this amazing vitamin and my skin just looks better. I get compliments, as I said, my skin kind of just, you know, glows even when I'm not wearing makeup. So I'm a huge fan of Body Deli. Again, the link is in the show notes. Use the code ENOS15 and get 15% off of your purchase. Again, one of my favorite companies, and I hope you enjoy the products as much as I do. Thank you for joining me today on the Why Did I Get Cancer podcast. I've got my shopping guide for all of my cancer self-care items in the show notes, along with information about today's guest and our show sponsors. And don't forget to subscribe to my podcast so you never miss an episode.
Keep in mind, I'm not a doctor. I'm just a gal that got diagnosed with cancer and wanted answers. If you need medical advice, please be sure to consult with a medical professional.
And thank you for listening.